Elvis CDs that worked their way to me today. One of them is a guy from... Hold on a second. Where's this guy from? He's from somewhere in the UK. The guy does an impression of Elvis.
Okay.
Okay. And what he does is he sings current songs, doesn't do it as a goof.
Sings straight like Elvis. Huh?
Guy's got a stage show. As you can see, guy kind of thinks he looks like Elvis.
Okay.
This guy wants to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a sample of some of his songs. You see, you probably wonder, what would it sound like if Elvis sang Come As You Are by Nirvana? And listen, it's funny because the guy does it absolutely straight. 100%. Elvis.
Come as you are, as a friend, as I want you to be.
Everybody's getting an angle.
As a friend, as a friend.
This guy's the biggest thing in the UK right now.
All right, sounds like Elvis.
Not
sounds exactly
bad.
Like Elvis.
All right, how about Elvis singing Sweet Home Alabama?
Heard it all. The instrumentation is just is fairly legit.
It's pretty right on. This guy, apparently, he's the biggest thing in England putting out these Elvis records.
Big wheel, small turn.
It's a dead ringer, isn't it?
Sounds exactly like Elvis.
Get me home to my kin. Sing a song about the Southland. I'm with my family once again, and I figure to say yes.
Right. About, are you familiar with AC/DC?
Oh.
Whole Lot of Rosie? All right,
I'd love to hear that.
He does AC/DC. And again, pretty true to the record.
Really?
To the AC/DC record.
Well, it pays for it. About a woman I know. When it comes to loving,
they hear him hit a high note.
She steals a show. She ain't exactly pretty. Ain't exactly small. 42, 39, 56. You can say she's got it all.
Elvis does AC/DC.
Cool. So this guy wants on the show.
All right, very cool.
And I think we're definitely going to have to book him.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, anything else good on there?
Let me see. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Well, that's like a song that Elvis would legitimately record if he was alive.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Another one he'd probably record.
Okay, how about No Woman, No Cry?
Okay.
You know that, like, reggae song?
Yeah.
No woman, no cry.
That sound like it. I mean, really, it's a great impression.
No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. See, I remember when we used to say.
All right, then there's another one. I know you probably think that when he was alive,
right,
Elvis would have recorded New York, New York.
Mm-hmm.
But he never did.
Right.
I don't know. Was the song around when Elvis was alive?
I don't think so.
What, Robbie?
It was 1980 and he died in
1980. Okay, so he never had a chance to sing it.
See how it stacks up to Francis Albert.
Start spreading the news.
You're pretty good, Elvis.
It's just surreal here. Today, I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
So the guy sent us
these vagabonds.
His first compilation album,
right?
And in the letter that he sent, I guess the guy really has about 15 albums he's put out.
And he's hot over in Britain?
Yeah. He has 4 or 5 albums, which he does like Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah.
He does Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Stairway to Heaven. This is my favorite one, though. Because it's so not Elvis.
I know.
What's this guy's name? I didn't give his real name. His name is The King.
The King.
The King.
Come as you are.
name is James Brown.
Now that's adding more confusion
right.
to it.
See, this guy
got a guy named James Brown who's singing songs that Elvis would like to sing, even though Elvis is dead.
See, now this guy's professional. Look, see, this guy sent us a whole PR thing. He got a logo.
The King.
He sent us all these. He's been in the Philadelphia Daily News.
I wonder if he knows Mr. Methane.
He's been in the Toledo Blade, LA Weekly. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Wait a minute. Rockford Register Star.
Sweet Home Alabama.
What is this? There's some songs I've never heard of before. Voodoo Child?
I know of the title, but I'm not sure I
I've never heard of that. All right, yeah, let's put that one on for a second. This is new plan is to make an album of the Spice Girls hits. Oh, I know, it's Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Any of you fags want to call me up? That's on me. Jimi Hendrix sucks. That's a pretty good impression of Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar.
Absolutely. Just hear the different songs sung by Elvis.
It's pretty wacky. All right, well, we're going to book him on the show because he's coming to the States in August.
That's great, right?
And somebody from Britain said that there's only two disc jockeys in America that still do Elvis shows all the time.
That's
and
good.
That is us.
I'd like to hear him do some a cappella when he comes
on
the show.
Him. Oh, and we want to thank, we got turned on to this guy. To our friends at the Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia.
That's fantastic. Wow. Love to hear the guy. I wonder if he talks like Elvis, too. He'll play very much.
We want to thank them for that. Okay.
Yum, yum.
Now, as good as that was,
right?
This guy is awful.
Okay.
However, this guy, the next Elvis imitator I'm going to play for you, he is more popular than the last guy.
In Britain or in the United States?
In Sweden.
Oh.
This is not a joke.
Right.
This guy's name is Eilert.
Hello, Eilert.
Or is it Eilert?
I don't know. I think it's Eilert.
The mama poots the pies out to cool.
E-I-L-E-R-T.
Okay.
Eilert Pilarm. This guy has sold, are you ready for this, 18 million records in Sweden.
As an Elvis impersonator?
That's his picture.
Oh, my God. Look at that. He looks like he'd be sitting in an IBM office.
And as you can see, this guy has had so many hits in Swedish radio.
Right.
He sent us a copy of Eilert Pilarm's greatest hits.
He is a fine-looking man. You know, looking at him, you would never know that he's a musician.
Kind of looks like Dave Thomas from Wendy's, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dave Thomas from Wendy's with a little Hannibal Lecter in there.
Now, as good as the last guy was, keep in mind the last guy's like a cabaret singer.
Right.
He plays small clubs. He has a cult following.
Sure.
This guy, bona fide.
Plays the stadiums in Sweden?
Smash. Well, sold 18 million records.
You will come to my show in Stockholm.
Okay. Here's his version. Not a goof. I mean, it is a goof, but it's serious.
All right.
Jailhouse Rock.
It's like a drum machine.
Won't throw a pot in the car door yet. The policemen were beginning to well. The man who the jump do began to swing. Who to the heart so yet I'm watching left rush. Left rush. Everyone holds their blood. Won't stand to the yellow house rush. Find him up on a telesex or phone. Leave you alone, it's like Rambo. Slam the water close, boom, bam. You're going to skate the most perfect young man.
Jesus.
Oh,
my God.
Let's run.
He's the real deal.
That is scary. That's scary bad.
All right. Here is Blue Suede. Or it should be Blue Swede.
Blue Swede.
For him, Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the door, 3 to get 3, 9, 4.
Do you have any intention of following the rhythm of the song, or?
Hey, the Swedes love him.
Swedes are out of their mind.
Well, they gave us ABBA.
You can knock him down, step my face, play to my name, all over the place.
The man is without any rhythm.
What to do? On
The Blues Fade Shoes.
All right, how about...
It's now or never. I'd like to see how he screws this up.
It's now or never.
Oh, God.
Come all be time. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be tonight.
All right, now just a... Just to hip you on his appeal,
right?
He is considered to be the Slim Whitman of Sweden.
Now, how, Slim Whitman, people are not, let me just get this straight. People are not going to see this guy because he's a novelty act. They're going to see this guy because
they love him.
They're entertained by his music.
They love him.
That is so very sad.
Right. You know how Slim Whitman sucks, but he sells like 20 gazillion records?
And no wonder they were neutral in World War II.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell.
Yeah, there he is on rhythm again.
I get so lonely.
He's awful.
He's the worst I've ever heard.
Horrible.
All truth is all discovered. Still can find some room. Where all broken hearted love will wear a gloom. I get so lonely.
All right, and one goodness. More here. And then we're going to call Sweden.
Man, pop culture couldn't even follow him.
Happy holidays, everybody. Because Elard will have a blue Christmas without you.
What I love is his lack of rhythm. That's the best part about Elard.
From his multi-platinum album, Elard's Greatest Hits.
I have a blue
it's on rhythm so far.
Christmas
no, he just lost it again.
Without you, I be so blue.
I be so blue.
He yes, doesn't it follow the rhythm.
He doesn't get it.
You. Decoration on the red, on the green Christmas tree. And it won't mean you'll sing if you're not here with me. And when the blue Christmas start calling,
boy. Watches, porn films, and now this guy.
Mm.
Cars, chocolate.
You know, this is a guy from England,
right?
This is a guy that does a credible
Elvis. Oh, yeah. Sounds like Elvis is recording this song.
This is the guy that's struggling to be known.
Right.
Okay. This guy can't save a record to save his ass.
As you are, as a friend, as I want you to be.
But this guy... He sold 18 million. Freaking Swedes.
Hey, you'll see his infomercial pretty soon on the local cable.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
Love me.
Never let me go.
All right.
Oh, God.
You have made my life.
So we are going to put this to the test.
I love you.
We are going to call...
Okay, we got to do a break first.
Okay. Then we are going to call various people in Stockholm, Sweden.
Ah, Stockholm, that would be good.
First, we are going to ask them if they have ever heard of Elard Pilarm.
We should have a pretty good go of it in Stockholm because they learn English early there. They really do.
Good. And then we will play some of this record and ask them if they've heard it. And, you know, if he's as big as, for instance, as Slim Whitman is in
absolutely
the United States.
We'll find out.
Okay, our tribute to Elvis.
Low me, Pamper, low me.
Come as you are.
That's great.
That's the one I like. Yes. Let's get back to Elvis.
And the other guy.
Right. The Swedish Elvis.
The Swedish Elvis, who you claim is, incidentally, has sold 18 million copies.
Not my claim.
I find
not
this so hard to believe.
Not my claim. Press release, Mike.
Unbelievable.
Came with a record. Okay?
18 million copies to what? People with hearing disabilities?
People who like the funk mix of Jailhouse Rock.
I want to party in the country, yeah. The Christmas band and they've gone to the band with the amp, do you have to come to swing?
You should hurry on, take no terrible thing, let's write. Let's write.
Hey, man. I want to smack the guy.
I just read the press release that comes with the CD.
What's his name? Egert?
His name is Elert.
Igor.
Pealarm. Now.
Egert.
Because I am generally a doubting Thomas like you.
That's right.
We are now going to call Stockholm, Sweden.
Let's find out if Egert has actually sold as many copies as he said he has.
It'd be interesting to see if anybody knows who he is.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of people speak English over there.
Hope so.
In Stockholm.
Songs are in English.
That's true.
And it says on the record, Elert Pealarm. Greatest hits.
I think they learn a lot of English over there.
As a matter of fact, everything on this album is in English. All the liner notes are in.
Welcome to Scandic Hotel Continental, Kalle.
Yes, welcome. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the air right now in America.
Speaking the English?
Yes, I do.
Ah.
Very good.
Listen, I have a question for you about one of your biggest superstars in Sweden.
Yeah?
Can you tell me, I want to play a little Name That Tune with you. Can you identify this man?
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the show, 3 to get 3 nights, okay, so but don't you stay from my blues with you. You can.
Can you name him?
No, I can't.
Oh, you can't.
You cannot.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of Elert Pealarm?
Give him the spelling and maybe he'll be able to tell us how to pronounce it.
His first name is spelled E-I-L-E-R-T.
How do you pronounce that?
E-I-L-E-R-T.
And the last name is spelled P-I-L-A-R-M.
How would you say that with the proper accent?
Elert Elm.
Elert.
Elert?
Yes.
And how would you say the last name?
How was the spelling? Was it E-I-L?
P-I-L-A-R-T.
That's the last name.
P-I-L-A-R-M. I'm sorry. I may have told you something wrong.
Charm? I don't know. P-I-A.
No. P-I-L.
It's like a hotel in the United States.
A-R-M.
A-R.
M.
Okay,
M like mother. Like mother effer. P-I-L.
Like music mother.
A-R-M.
The main music mother.
Blue 128.
Who's that? I don't recognize the name.
No. Okay, so you don't recognize the name.
No.
Could we please be connected? Can I ask you, what time is it over there in Sweden?
It's 12:15.
Ah, could I please be connected to your hotel's restaurant or bar?
Yes, just 1 second then.
Very good. Sounds like it's happening over there.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, those Swedes, I think they juice it up a little bit.
Sure they do. Oh.
Hold on.
They're big drunky drunkies.
Yeah. Always wanted to visit there.
Shocker.
That's right, Nick in the club?
Yes, hello. Is this the club?
It's restaurant, Nick.
Right.
Speaking the English?
Yes, I do.
Hello, good. Listen, you're on the radio in America. My name is Don, and this is my friend Mike. We are the most famous disc jockeys in all the land.
Okay.
And we have a record that was sent to us by someone in your home country.
Okay.
And we want to see if you recognize this artist.
Okay. Can you please identify this singer?
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the show, 3 to get 3 nights, okay, so but don't you stay from my blues with you. You can do anything, but I lay no blues with you.
Can you name that singer?
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
He allegedly has sold lots of albums.
Wait.
He is allegedly...
I have a press release that says he has sold 18 million albums in your country.
it's not possible.
It is not possible.
It's not possible.
I can't recognize this. I do not.
His name is Elert.
Elert Pealarm. Pealarm.
Pealarm, I think.
Pealarm.
Mm-hmm.
Elert Pealarm. Could you ask anybody in your restaurant or bar if they've ever heard of Elert?
One moment, please.
Thank you. Elert Pealarm.
How about that English by these Swedes?
Very good.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
They know.
One moment, please.
They know it's the right language.
Chingpa.
American.
Chingpa.
What's the name again?
The name is Elert.
Elert.
Pealarm.
He sings Elvis songs.
Elvis songs. Vet du vem det? Har du hört dem? No one here knows about this.
No one at the entire bar.
No.
Okay, Spike, I'm just going to put you in touch with whoever sent me the press release. Okay?
It's a big fraud,
because
Don.
I'm taking this as a personal affront right now.
No, okay. No, you're
that's how I'm feeling.
I'm not in any way.
I'm not feeling a lot of love here, Mike.
I am not making you
right.
the scapegoat
Listen,
here.
Thank you for your time.
You know what I mean?
I'm simply going to call the police.
The Swedish police or the American police?
The Swedish police.
The Swedish police.
What am I going to do? Have you arrested because you don't believe this guy sold 18 million records?
There's no way he sold 18 million copies.
Perhaps he's popular with the kids and these old guys in the bar.
Well, that bartender's plenty young.
Really?
He would have been in touch with this, this incredible fraud that's been perpetrated.
Welcome to World Police and Fire Games. Welcome to World Police and Fire Games.
Recording.
This message will also follow in English. Kontoret är öppet vardagar mellan 8:00 och 7:00.
Who is an answering machine in the police department?
Det är namn, adress och telefonnummer.
Not a lot of crime over in Sweden.
Snart vi kan.
It's late.
Tack för att du ringde. The office is open weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
If I'm a criminal, I'm moving to Sweden.
8 to
with
5.
Name, address, and telephone number.
You could do all your crime from 5 at night till 8 in the morning.
Thank you for calling.
8 to 5.
Hello.
They're sleeping. They're sawing wood, or they're over at the bar.
Hello. Hello, please.
They have that no crime after 5 law.
They always use statistics from Sweden when they're talking about how violent we are.
I'm going to call back and try to hit 0.
Okay. Alert. Alert. Pilarm.
Alarm.
And the incredible ruse that's been perpetrated on the Swedish people.
It's entirely possible. Like, don't they have infomercials over there?
Right.
I mean, I hate to be the guy that's arguing the case for Alert Alarm.
World Police and Fire Games.
We have Zamfir in this country.
There you go.
And we have Slim Whitman.
Personliga kod.
Ah,
avsluta med fyrkant.
Right, blah, 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 blah.
The last word was pretty interesting.
Speak American, honey.
I think it said can't.
Hello,
I'm pretty sure.
Tryck din personliga kod. Oh. Avsluta med fyrkant.
Well, right.
Yes, she said can't.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she said something else to me. Yes, Robbie.
It sounds like one of those repeating messages, like, please hold, and then you'll be...
Samtalet avslutas. Välkommen åter.
That was different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was I recognize the last word?
Ah, now let's see.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, someone has stolen my wooden shoes.
That's good, Don.
That's a good one.
He just hung up on us.
Oh.
It's all right, Charlie. I hope you get through to let go on the scheme.
Jakey Booter Smith.
Someone has stolen my 18 million copies of Alert Pilarm's album.
Fast food say no at a bar. Anyhow, here's blue suede shoes.
Someone has stolen my windmill.
This message will also follow an email.
I'll trade you 2 tulips for my Alert Pilarm album.
Name, address, and telephone number after tonen så har vi oss så snart vi kan.
All right, name, address, and phone number.
Okay.
The office is open weekdays between 8.
Someone has stolen my dignity on this show.
Please leave a message.
I'd like to report that.
With name,
Don,
address, and telephone
I say
number.
Once again, this is no affront to you.
No, I know.
Thank you for calling.
None
this is simply a horrible ruse that's been perpetrated on the show.
Hello? Someone has stolen my wooden shoes. I'll trade you 2 tulips for an Alert Pilarm album. I set the pie out to cool, and it was stolen.
Hello, listen, honey, are you there? Hello, police, fire department.
5 o'clock, you know, they leave right at 5. It's like clockwork. That's where they make the clock.
Do you realize something? We work 2 hours longer than your goddamn fire department, and our show oftentimes goes after 7 o'clock.
What if there's some sort of an emergency? What if someone's cutting the heads off the tulips?
Listen, my name is Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hello, how are you?
We demand you arrest this man.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the call, 3 to get 3, 9, go get to but don't you.
That's the best one right there.
Stay all day. You can do
listen, we hear that this guy sold 18 million copies of records in your country.
We want you to know it's a lie.
Well, frankly, somebody in this room doesn't believe it. So if you could give us a call back, we'd appreciate it. And oh yes, Abba stole my Volvo. All right, goodbye now. Goodbye from the greatest nation in the free world. Thanks for speaking our language.
put your Husqvarna saw in the back of your Volvo. Oh, man.
I guess they don't have the technology to be able to hear that.
Of course not. The police department leaves at 5 o'clock. Foolish Swedes. Neutral in WW2. I'll never forget.
Oh, should have mentioned that.
That's right.
Crazy.
Should have mentioned that.
Very
bad as the French. Just as bad as the French. Well, I'm sure that this riddle will unfold over the next couple of days on the show.
Well, you know we'll be getting more information about this
guy. Yep, we'll hear about him. Absolutely. Someone will tell us.